Hi, this is Sean Milo, and this is the MiloCast for Thursday, June 23rd, 2005. And today I have something that I hope will be useful and interesting to many people, especially those who work in cubicles or some other office environment. I have a way that you can anonymize your web browsing, get around firewall restrictions such as proxies and blocked ports, so that you can do things like FTP and SSH. And if you see something you want to download, instead of having to download it and then somehow burn it to a disk or take your work laptop home to get it home, get it downloading on your home computer while you're at work so it's done when you get home. And the way to do that is using an SSH tunnel. Now, the main thing you need is a Linux server or a Linux machine at all that is connected to the web at your home, preferably with its own static IP address. So if you have multiple IP addresses and you can dedicate one to just this machine, you will be all set. The first thing you need to do is, if you have a situation like I have at work, all ports other than 443 and 80 are blocked, and that's HTTP and secure HTTP. So, you start off by setting up your SSH server to listen on port 443. And to do that, you can find instructions on, if you go to milocast.com, and in the search, type tunnel in the search and click on the article that pops up. And there is a link to a site where I got all my information and everything worked out great. The next thing I did, if you're trying to get around download restrictions, like you need to download something that only has FTP links, you can set up Apache so that each user has a directory in their home directory, which is accessible from the website. Once that's done, you can use a program called PuTTY from your work machine, which is probably going to be Windows, and you can create an SSH connection to your home machine. From there, you can use a command line FTP program to download items you can only get through FTP links. You can use the command line tool wget to download HTTP items, or a command line BitTorrent tool to start a BitTorrent going, and that's how you can get stuff on your home machine before you even get home. And you can, from the command line, create an FTP or SSH session into an external machine, say your web host, if you just want to upload the latest and greatest pictures. Also, while you're on the PuTTY download page, they also have a command line program called NSCP, which is a secure file transfer tool which you can use to send files from your work machine to your server. And last but definitely not least is a great little tool called TinyProxy. What you can do with TinyProxy is set up an HTTP proxy server on your home machine so that it listens for HTTP requests on port 8888. You can then set your work web browser to use a proxy, and the server name will be whatever name or IP address you use to connect by SSH to your home machine, and the port will be 8888. Now, you may have to access sites on your company's intranet, so the best thing to do is to have multiple browsers on your machine, such as Firefox and Opera. Leave one of them, maybe Internet Explorer, normal, and then set Firefox or Opera to use the proxy. So, when you want to surf the web privately, without the additional restrictions of your work's filtering or whatever kind of tool they have, and without your employer being able to track that you're checking your personal email or your eBay auctions or whatever, you use the other browser. So what you end up with is a browser where you can surf anonymously, the ability to use FTP to upload and download files to any server you have access to, the ability to use any command tool such as SSH and wget to connect to or download things from other servers, the ability to start FTP downloads, HTTP downloads, BitTorrents, or any other process that you would like to have done by the time you get home, so that when you get home, that limited amount of time you have between coming home from work and going to bed for work the next day can maybe be productive or fun if you don't spend too much of it listening to podcasts. That's all for me for today. You can check out my site at milocast.com, send feedback to milocast@gmail.com, or leave me a voice comment, which I can play on the show. The number is 206-666-MILO.